Dickinson was the man that I worked closely with for a year about, perhaps even less than a year. He was young, had just finished his national research. He may even still have had his National Research Council Fellowship when I worked with him. He was remarkably clear-headed, logical, and thorough. And fortunately, the field of X-ray diffraction was in an excellent state in that the procedures were rather complicated, but they were thoroughly logical, consisted of a series of logical tests. I was very much impressed by this. And of course, I went beyond that pretty soon. After about three or four years had passed, I was making structure determinations of crystals that the technique was not powerful enough to handle by guessing what the structure was and then testing it. And Dickinson said to me one day that this was something that he couldn't possibly do, but he thought it was a good thing that I was trying to do it.